Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
This is Steve Dale's Pet
Steve
World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Got an issue with Fido or Fluffy? Steve Dale is here to help.
What's up? That felt pretty good, right?
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Okay.
Whether your feline is missing the litter box or your canine doesn't like the mailman, call the show toll-free.
She said toll-free.
At 866-554-PETS.
They've done studies, you know.
That's 866-554-7387.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
Fido or Fluffy? You must be living in the 1930s. No one names their pets Fido or Fluffy anymore. In fact, I'll tell you what. If you have a dog or cat named Fido or Fluffy, call in. We'll give you a prize. Because nobody does that anymore. At all. Ever. But we are here to help you with your animal behavior questions. I am a certified animal behavior consultant. So, yes, your dog is barking up the wrong tree, or your cat is thinking outside the box, please call. You know, people tend to call. Yes, I'm glad you do call. And then in the process of describing the problem, they say, well, 7 years ago when this problem began, and by the way, can you fix it right now? No, not necessarily right now, because it's been going on for 7 years. So the earlier you jump on a problem, whether you contact me or your veterinarian or a certified animal behavior consultant, it doesn't matter, but earlier is always best. We will talk about the spring. Yes, I say that with a smile on my face, because for those of us who live in northern climates, it's finally here, or at least it's beginning to feel like it. So people take out their dogs and they have these rough time. But did I say a rough time? I kind of entertain myself at times. They have a rough time because they're going jogging with their dog who hasn't been jogging in 4 months. And you've been on the treadmill, so you're in great shape, but not so much your dog. And is that a problem? And do we feed our dogs differently as they exercise more? We'll talk with Dr. Kurt Venator of Purina about that. Dr. Natalie Marks is here to talk about an increasing problem, and I don't know why it's on the rise, but leptospirosis. Boy, that sounds like a nasty word. It is. She'll describe what it is, how to avoid it, and maybe, if she knows, why we're seeing more of that. But most importantly, as I said, it's about you. It's about your telephone calls, your questions at 866-554-PETS. What's going on, Martha?
Well, I have four cats.
Yeah?
They're not really mine. They're my kids or their girlfriends, but I end up with them. So, anyhow.
Well, that's a whole different question, I think.
Yes.
How does that happen? I don't want to know, maybe. So, what's going on with your four cats that really aren't yours but kind of are?
I have two females and two males. I had the two females earlier on, and then I adopted brother cats from a shelter.
Okay.
And I brought them home and did all the textbook stuff of introducing slowly and so on and so forth.
So you kept them in another room altogether?
Yes.
Okay.
And then they got used to each other and they were introduced into the house.
Okay.
And about a year went by and no problems, and it was like the honeymoon, and they were all and they were nice and they played with each other and all that. Then one day the brother kitties started spraying in the house.
By spraying, do we mean spraying or voiding? So are they backing up against a vertical surface like a wall or a piece of furniture, and this is dribbling down from the top down?
Yes, and they do a little dance as they're doing it.
They
back
do.
Feet.
Okay, and this is not going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
No, I don't think so.
I didn't think you'd like that. Yeah, I don't blame you. I mean, it's horrible. So where are they? Where exactly in the house are the cats spraying, and are both cats spraying? Do you know that for sure, both males?
Yes. In fact, they will look at you and smile and begin doing it right in front of you.
Okay. And where are they doing it?
Any vertical surface, the door, the walls. It's really interesting how high on a wall they can get.
Yeah. All right.
And the television, even.
Oh, no. Okay. Are there cats outside?
Yes. I have one next door and two that visit.
I would be willing to bet that it has nothing to do with your two indoor cats, but everything to do with those outside cats.
Wow.
So you've got to find a way as your first step to deter those outside cats. Now, I'm assuming you're in. Are your cats indoors only?
The two females are, when the males started the wall things, the vertical surfaces, I started thinking, well, maybe they're mad at me, and I let them out for about an hour. One just does not like outside and will go out and sit outside the door and wait.
Yeah, does it help that you're letting them outside?
It did at one point because I wouldn't let them in all day.
Well, okay, if they're not there to do it, they're not going to do it.
That's right.
So, but if they're there, it probably doesn't help. So what
no.
I would do, what I would do is consider, and they're neutered, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I would consider keeping them indoors, particularly if they're happier indoors. For sure, that one cat who does seem happier indoors, there's no point in making his life even more anxious. And they're doing this, it's a territorial, it's kind of like the gang members spray painting. And this is my zone, and stay the heck out.
Yes.
And they're tagging your walls and your furniture and your TV. That's what they're doing. So to know that for sure, I would find a way, if you can, to deter those cats. If they're owned cats, if you have a, and if you're certain whose cats they are, you said your neighbors, then you could try to appeal to the neighbors to keep their cats indoors and tell them what's happening with your cats. And this is a common issue. You're not alone. I get this all the time, and it drives me crazy, and it drives you crazy, rightly so, once you know what it is. Because it's not fair that their cats, I mean, we wouldn't allow our dogs to roam freely and then to poop on someone else's yard, or to cause their dogs to go crazy inside the house. And that's what's going on with these cats. Aside from doing their business, I'm sure, in your lawn or against your wall, on the outside of your wall, and your cats are just responding to all that, they're also responding to not only the smell of that urine, but also seeing those interlopers.
Yeah.
So the best thing you can do, the easiest out, and to determine if I'm right, is to get rid of those cats so they're not on your property. Whether you can do that or not, another question. I would also check out a product called Feel Away, and we might have some back there, and we may be able to send it to you. Now, you have to read the directions on Feel Away. This is not, there are a couple of kinds of Feel Away. You don't want the diffuser for this, the kind you stick in the wall. It's better to get the Feel Away spray.
Uh-huh.
And it's easy to use once you read the directions, but I can't go through it on the radio. But you're actually spraying over the cat spray. But read the directions, and having Feel Away will help. But really what you need, and it will, but what you need to get is to get those other cats out of there.
Oh, great. This is wonderful.
Yeah, it's wonderful, but how do you do that? You know, so you could also purchase a product called the Scarecrow, and it's a water... What do you call them when you water your yard? A sprinkler. That's what it is. It's a sprinkler, except it looks like a scarecrow. And it has a motion detector. So when a raccoon or a cat goes by, it sprays water.
Oh, cool.
Well, raccoons don't much care about that, but cats sure as heck don't like it usually. So that could do it, but that's, you know, like $60-$40, mm-hmm. depending on where you get it. They're available everywhere on the Internet and also some hardware stores.
And what is it called again?
That's called the Scarecrow. The other product I'm talking about is called Feelaway.
Okay.
F-E-L-I-W-A-Y. And it'll also lower the anxiety threshold in your cats. It's a replication of a pheromone. But what will, you know, Feelaway can do other things having to do with anxiety. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful mm-hmm. tool. But it was really sort of created for exactly this purpose. All right?
Okay.
All right.
Great.
Thank you. Good luck. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. So you have a question about your pet. As a certified animal behavior consultant, I'm here to help you. I don't think in the 10 years of doing this show, we've ever gotten a question about a pet monkey. But I did get one once when I wrote the national newspaper column I wrote. When there were newspapers around, and it was a question about a pet monkey. Should we even have or consider pet monkeys? In many states, it's against the law, but there's ways around the law, which I will describe. I will also talk about why I am so angry about Will and Grace, the TV show, next.
Fluffy, puffy, cuddly, soft, quiet, sweet, curious, luxurious, playful, coy, indifferent, pedigree, domestic, long hair, short hair, hairless, careless, hot mess, tabby, crabby, calico, companion. There are a lot of words you could use to describe cats. Slow isn't one of them. And because cats are fast, there's Catigo for cats. New flea and tick protection that works at the speed of cats, killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12. Catigo. Made for a cat? Fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
He doesn't bite, and he has all his shots. This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
So there I am. I'm just in my living room watching television with my wife, Robin. And we notice, as we're watching Will and Grace, Megan Mullally, her character Karen Walker, walks out of an elevator, and there's a monkey on her back. Get that monkey off her back. What's the monkey doing on her shoulder, actually? And she has an interaction with one of the characters on the show. They chit-chat, and he says something about her monkey. There's barely even a joke there. What's that all about? Why is there a white-faced capuchin monkey? That's the species. They were organ grinder monkeys back in the day. And why is that monkey on her shoulder? Well, it reminded me of Friends, Marcel the monkey, remember? And Marcel used to love The Lion Sleeps Tonight and would do anything to play that song. Okay, that's kind of funny. I get that. But they glamorized a monkey being a pet on Friends. Great TV show. One of the greatest TV shows in the history of television. Yes, but a monkey? And in fact, people became interested in owning monkeys as a result of that. Well, monkeys are awful to have as pets. Even capuchin monkeys, it doesn't matter what the species is, they are terrible, terrible pets to have. First of all, they're incredibly intelligent. So it's difficult to define intelligence, but probably they're smarter than dogs. They certainly, when dogs will follow our lead, they care about pleasing us greatly. Monkeys, no, of course not. And they get into everything. They cannot be house trained. And here's the thing, they like to bite. They really do. That's how they communicate with us, and they learn that it really works. It isn't a good idea. In fact, it's an awful idea. So people have said, well, I want a service monkey, because that monkey can go where a dog can't. Sure enough, that's true. But still, for my money, I would suggest the service dog, far, far exceeding a monkey. It's monkey spread illness, disease to people. And what's more, we can spread disease to monkeys that can make them very, very sick. It's not a good idea. It's a horrible idea. And what I am mad about and really angry about is a television show for no particular reason, in a random sort of way. I don't even understand it. There's no joke there. There was no joke there. It's not funny. And to indicate that she has a monkey on her back, I am telling you that there are people out there that will now say, I want a pet monkey because Karen Walker on Will and Grace had a pet monkey. No, please do not even consider a pet monkey. And the way around it, if it is illegal in your state, is to say you need it as a service animal. Well, as I said, it's a dangerous thing to do. It's not a good idea. Please do not get a monkey. If you need a service animal, I am all for you getting a service dog. Coming up next, how to prepare your dog for spring, since spring has sprung, with Dr. Kurt Benedict.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Oh, don't worry. He's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Dr. Kurt Benedict is the chief veterinary officer at Purina, and he is smiling, and there's a good reason for that. It's slowly in some parts of the country, very slowly, but it is getting warmer outside. That means we're going out more. That means we're bringing out our dogs more as well. That's a great thing in of itself.
It is. We know that exercise is great not only for our four-legged friends, but also for us. And studies have shown that if you have pets in your lives, you're more likely to be healthy. It's good for increasing exercise, and we also know pets have a wonderful just impact on our own biology and even emotions. So yes, it's an exciting time of the year as the snow starts to melt and people get out a bit more, but there are some things we need to consider. Certainly one is you want to make sure that your pet is healthy enough to exercise, and that's really fundamental. And one of the ways we know that is through our annual visits to our veterinarians.
Or in my book, of biannual visits, really. I mean, because pets age so quickly, and maybe you disagree, I have a hunch you may not, because they age more quickly. publicly, it's probably better twice a year for all pets, not only senior pets, but for sure for senior pets.
I would completely agree. I mean, we try to make the baseline at least once a year. Mm-hmm. People have very busy schedules, but you know that is so important. And I think sometimes people underestimate the power of that visit. You know, while it may not look like your veterinarian in his or her staff are doing a lot of things, that 15-minute physical exam is so important. They've been highly trained to find any type of potential issues, and they'll let you know if your dog has osteoarthritis and things of that nature, things that you want to make sure won't be problems as you start to get out and move around a bit more with your
Well, you know, one thing that they do is the blood test, of course, and people think, why do I need the blood work? And then, lo and behold, you have a pet that has tick disease, and maybe not only, say, Lyme. There are other tick diseases. Sometimes dogs are co-infected, so they have a couple of tick diseases, yet so far they're asymptomatic, but still you want to know that that's the case.
Yep, you're spot on. I mean, it first starts with prevention, and prevention's really important from a flea, a tick standpoint, obviously proper vaccinations to prevent them from acquiring disease, and, you know, that routine blood work is really helpful because sometimes we can detect things that you may not notice. As a pet owner, I always say, you know, it's like our children sometimes when they're really young. Vets are like pediatricians in some ways.
Yeah.
Our dogs and cats sometimes, the cats can't tell us when they're in pain or if something's wrong. So that routine baseline blood work and the other things that are going to be done during that annual visit are really important.
So you go out running because you are now going out to run because it's warmer outside and you take your dog with you. Is that always a good idea? Does it take a while for dogs to get into shape, or can they just turn it on because they are, after all, dogs?
I think it's important to always go slow and steady. I mean, if you've got a couch potato, you know, you need to kind of work them back into it gently, and just as you would yourself. You know, I know you're starting to run some 5Ks, and
yes,
it's helpful to you know, kind of get the training done a little earlier, maybe even in the winter, start on the treadmill. So I often recommend, as you're getting back into the warmer season and getting that pup out, if they haven't had a lot of exercise, you can start with some nice long leash walks. And obviously, you know, I'm talking to a behaviorist here, so you want to make sure that they're well trained, that they do walk well on leash, that they follow and can really have some nice commands to keep them safe.
So if the pet is exercising more and doing more, because after all, now your dog is out more, does that mean we feed our dog more? Do we actually even change the diet? Or doesn't it matter one way or the other?
You know, it depends on the intensity and the duration, I would say, of the exercise. You know, our foods, it's really important for owners to always feed to what we call ideal body condition. We know that lean-fed dogs and lean-fed pets live longer lives.
In fact, Purina did a groundbreaking study on that. And do the 30-second version of what you just said.
Sure. This was a 14-year lifelong study done in Labrador Retrievers. And what we basically showed is that if you can feed dogs to what we call ideal body condition in which you can feel their ribs when you run your fingers down their sides, they have an abdominal tuck when you look at the dog from the side, and they have a nice hourglass shape when you look at them looking down, then you know they're in ideal body condition. And what we found is that dogs live significantly longer if they're fed to that condition, almost 2 years longer, and then they had a significant delay in onset of chronic diseases such as osteoarthritis and others. And who wouldn't want to have an extra 2 years with your best friend?
And you're not only talking 2 years, you're talking two quality years, which is the magic of it all.
Yes.
So getting back to the weather change, do we feed them differently?
Well, you know, if you have a dog that's going to exercise extensively and there's long intensity, then yes. First, you want to make sure they're always well hydrated and make sure you're providing fresh, clean water. And secondly, you may have to increase the calories that you're providing to them. But I think for most people, you're going to follow the feeding recommendations on your bag. If it's a sporting dog and it's out for intense hours, that's a slightly different story, and you may then have to ramp up how much you're feeding them. But I think for most people, unless you start to see them get a little skinny, you're going to probably, you know, feed about the same amount, maybe just a little bit more.
All right. Excellent. There he is drinking that water. Well hydrated, Dr. Kirk Venator. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much, Steve.
Your telephone calls next. 866-554-PETS. 866-554-7387.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS. Mark that down, 866-554-7387. Vanessa in Ontario, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
So how could I help you?
I have a cat that is driving us absolutely insane.
Oh, no.
She's a really good cat. Like, I think she might be like a little bit of a special needs kitty. She had a brother, and he ended up moving out to a farm because he wanted to be an outdoor cat, and where we live is just not a good neighborhood for cats to be outside. It's too busy, too much traffic.
I think that's smart to keep the cat indoors.
Yes. So he's happy now. He rules the roost. She was really happy, actually, when he first left because he used to beat her up a little bit. So she started coming out of her shell. She used to be a really scared, timid, quiet cat. She now is very much out of her shell. She comes and sees us. She's not so afraid of strangers anymore. I'm still a little bit skittish, but not too bad. But where the problem is that she just screams all the time. And I mean literally screams, not meows, screams. She stands
all
there.
All the time?
All the time. Like, right now she might be sleeping, so lucky us, she's not screaming. But she does it all hours of the night. She does it whenever, I'm assuming, when she wants attention. I've tried having playtime, pet time. You know, I've tried doing activities for her so that, you know, during the day when we're not home, you know, she can always find a toy or a treat or her food.
Good.
Talk to a vet. That doesn't, they just seem to say that, well, this is, it is what it is kind of deal. And we're actually to the point where it's driving us absolutely bonkers, and I don't know what to do.
All right. How's her hearing?
Well, when she wants to listen, it seems to be pretty good.
Do you know that your cat hears or has, quote, normal hearing for a cat?
Well, I've clapped beside her or behind her before, and it seems to be, like, she seems to be receptive. And when I call her for treats or anything else, she seems to be, that she comes right away.
In the other room, and she doesn't see that you're there. So, you're certain she hears?
Yeah, like I'll call her. She'll be down in the basement, and she'll come running up.
Okay,
yep.
That was the first rule out. You said it yourself, attention-seeking. So when she screams, what do?
Well, we've tried ignoring her. We've tried using the squirt bottle.
No. Let me back up a step. Have you completely, absolutely, positively ignored her and for enough time? So let me explain. It's called... Actually, there's a technical term for it. It's like putting out a fire.
Yeah.
It's called extinguish. So what happens is, if you can imagine a bell curve, it's like, do you have kids?
No.
Okay, I don't either. But people who do tell me this, that at some point in time, when they're, it always happens with a two-year-old, I guess, but when the two-year-old says, I want another bedtime story, and then another bedtime story, and mom just says, no, mm-hmm. no. It actually gets worse before it gets better.
Okay.
So if you ignore the, you know, and then mom gives in, and the kids learn very quickly, oh, well, if I scream even louder, then I get the, or longer, I get the attention.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to hang in there for a while. You've got it. Now it's gotten worse, probably. So
it's brutal. Like, she'll just stand there, she'll look at you, she'll scream, and then she runs away.
Huh. I don't know for sure, but it really sounds like attention seeking.
Mm-hmm.
And that your cat thinks this is a game. And that at some point in time, if your cat screams loud enough and long enough, you'll do something. And even if it's squirting your cat in the face, for some cats, that's interesting. And even if it's not the kind of attention you'd think your cat wants, they're cats. And like little kids, sometimes they will, I mean, little kids will be naughty knowing they're going to get spanking.
Mm-hmm.
And our cats and dogs can be the same way. They will do anything sometimes for attention, even if that attention is negative attention.
Okay.
So as a first step, I would hang in there for a couple of weeks and see if you see it get worse, because that would be normal. And that would be a good sign in a way, because that means it probably is attention sinking.
Yeah.
And then if it gets worse, you know that there is a light at some point at the end of the tunnel, and it will get better.
Okay, so now if I ignore her,
everyone in the house.
Okay, so we'll ignore her. But, you know, I mean, there has to be some time where she gets attention, correct?
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's the other side of the coin. Thank you. What you want to do is give your cat attention for what you feel is appropriate behavior, which means quiet. So whenever your cat is quiet, you can even say, what's your cat's name?
Myra.
Myra, you're being so quiet. Oh, how sweet. You're so quiet. And use that word over and over. And mm-hmm. and talk sort of softly, you know, and pet the cat and play with Myra, all when she's quiet. And and when she starts screaming, give everyone in the house should like walk to the other side of the house and close the door behind them.
Okay.
So your cat kind of gets a timeout. And that becomes the punishment, you being separated from your cat and everyone else in the household disappearing, rather than giving your cat attention.
Perfect. Okay.
Now, if it doesn't work, call and let me know.
Okay.
But I'm thinking, just based on your description, that's a real strong possibility. That's the first. That is what I would try first.
Okay.
Along with, definitely make sure. And it sounds like you're doing most of these things very well. Giving your cat lots of exercise, lots of things to do, not offering 100 toys, but like 3 or 4 different toys and rotating those toys, and providing novel experiences in the environment. So one day you get a delivery from the UPS guy and you place the empty box in the middle of the room. And then the next day you take that empty box, you put it in another room, put catnip inside, you know, and provide some activity or enrichment for your cat. It sounds like you're doing those things. It sounds like you're giving your cat exercise. Keep that in mind. Keep it in mind that you want to positively reinforce what you do like and just ignore what you don't like, knowing it may get worse before it gets better.
Okay.
Will you let me know what happens?
I will. I will send you an email and let you know.
Okay, or call us back.
All right.
Either way. All right. Thank you very much. Our phone number, 866-55-4-PETS. That is a cat that is pretty much running the household. So you have a pet, and that pet passes away, and then you get another. What I see time and time again are people who have then unrealistic expectations of that new pet that comes into the household. We think about the old one, and sometimes we think of a more romantic notion than what that pet really was, especially if that old one happened when we were a kid, you know, because we didn't do any of the work involved. I have an email question that includes all of that. Coming up next, you can email me your questions, steve@petworldradio.net.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
The temperatures are dropping. The streets and sidewalks are ice-packed, and your dog is giving you that look. He wants to go for a walk. And because you love your dog, you not only take him outside, you make sure his paws stay safe by using SurePaws Ice Melter, part of the Safe Step family of products. Safe Step SurePaws is an all-natural, fast-acting, salt-free ice melter. It's so safe, the EPA designated it as a product that meets its rigorous Safer Choice standard. It quickly melts ice around your home without harming your pet's paws or your landscaping. And because it uses magnesium chloride, not salt, it's more effective at melting ice in extremely low temperatures and safer for your family and pets. It's the best of both worlds, safe and powerful. You'll also save money with Safe Step Sure Paws because you'll use 75% less product than rock salt to achieve the same results. Choose the ice melter that's safer for your family, furry friends included. Find Safe Step Sure Paws online or at a retail near you.
Don't make him beg. It's not a pretty sight. Come back for more of Steve Dale's Pet World.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
What's the best thing in the world you can do? You could like my Facebook page. Go to Facebook.com, just type in the name, Steve Dale. You will find my fan page. What is the other best thing in the world you can do? You can take a walk with your dog. It's really good for you. It's good for your dog. And now Pet Partners has begun a program called Walk With Me. It's fascinating, really. What they do, they go to a senior center or an independent living center or a rehabilitation institute, and people walk as they're able to. You know, sometimes a caretaker will push them in a wheelchair, and there are trained dogs that walk right along with them. Dr. David Williams is here next week to explain what that program is all about. And flea allergy dermatitis is a program you don't want your pet to be a member of. Doesn't that sound nasty? It's, in fact, one of the most common allergies that our pets can have. They're allergic to flea bites, or at least the saliva in those bites.
Three simple words.
You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, when I found Spazzy, or more appropriately, he found me 2 years ago, he was a skinny outdoor cat, previously neutered. Spazzy has adapted well to living indoors, but he has some issues. He shrinks away from being petted. So when you reach out to pet him, the cat that was 15 pounds is now 6 pounds. I don't know. I think I know what you mean by that, though. Is that because he wasn't handled enough as a kitten? Maybe. He also rolls and rubs on any black clothing I leave on the floor. He kneads in it, rolls in it, and sinks his teeth into it, and then moves it all around the house. What's going on? Well, I'll take one thing at a time here. So for Spazzy shrinking away from being petted, earlier when I promoted the segment talked about expectations. Some cats just don't like to be petted all that much. And now you've got a cat that had little or maybe no experience as a kitten with people. And that exasperates the issue. So your previous cat probably grew up around people and loved being handled. And maybe you have other cats in the house, I don't know, who love also being petted for hours on end. Lots of cats have a threshold. And they don't tolerate hours on end. They will tolerate maybe a moment or minutes on end. And it really just depends on the cat. And you know what? This doesn't reflect on the cat's feelings about you so much as the cat's ability to be petted. Cats are sensitive in a way that people are not. And even for people, think about it now. There are some people that are more affectionate with others than other people are. That's just kind of individual tendencies, and the same is true in our dogs and cats regarding individual tendencies. So try stroking your cat a couple of times, and as you do, feed your cat. Just some treats. Do it again. So you begin stroking maybe 5 times, then 7 times, then 10 times. You give treats less often as you're stroking, because otherwise you're going to write me back, I have an overweight cat. I don't want that either. But maybe even some of your, if you feed kibble, the cat's typical kibble you can feed as well. You get the idea. So the cat associates being petted with something the cat really likes. Now, again, realistic expectations here. If you previously had a cat that would sit for hours on end and say, pet me more, 4 hours isn't enough, I want more attention, this cat will probably never be that. Why? I don't know for sure, but it doesn't really matter. But you can improve, likely, your cat's ability and actually your cat's feelings about being petted. Now, about the cat spazzing out on your black clothing, I have no idea. I don't think it's because the clothing is black. Cats can determine colors to an extent, but I don't see any cat going to bed at night saying, when I get up in the morning, I'm going to go after those black clothes. It must be that most of your clothing is black. It's about the smell. It's not about the color of the clothing. And actually, your cat is kind of complimenting you by rolling in this clothes. Your cat is saying, I love this smell. And I don't know that that's a bad thing or not. If you don't like it, though, just pick up your clothing. You may also dedicate a piece of clothing to your cat. That might work. So take a black T-shirt. Go with black. Take a black T-shirt if you have an old one. And wear it for a day, then put it down on your cat's bedding and wash it after 2 weeks. Wear it a day again and put it down on your cat's bedding. And your cat may just be fine with that one piece of clothing. But ultimately, the answer, you're not going to like it. My answer, pick up your clothes, your dirty clothes. You can email me your questions, steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next, a conversation with Dr. Natalie Marks about a topic that really you need to listen to because it involves us as well as our dogs.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
It's a big word, Dr. Natalie Marks. Leptospirosis. Is it a scary word, too?
It is. It's very scary for us because this is a disease that not only affects pets, but it also affects people. So we want to make sure everyone's aware of what it is and how our dogs are exposed to it and how we can prevent it.
Oh, rats. We've been hearing more about leptospirosis. It seems it's even been in the news. Just a couple of months ago in New York City, some people succumbed to leptospirosis. So how does leptospirosis happen?
Well, remember, leptospirosis is a bacteria. It lives in quite a few urban rodents, but also wildlife.
And so we are talking rats.
We are. And they just came out with a study. 90% of urban rats carry this bacteria. So it's quite widespread. This bacteria is urinated out into standing water sources. So that can be a puddle on the street or something in your backyard or a dog beach, or even if you're going out and in forest preserves, camping or hiking. And our dogs ingest it either by drinking it themselves or stepping in it and licking their feet or some kind of other indirect transmission. And our dogs are infected, and that bacteria gets into the bloodstream and goes to all the major organ systems of the body. In our cases, we usually see it with liver and kidney failure.
Yeah, that's pretty serious disease.
It's very serious.
At least in many dogs, and it's unpredicted as to whether your dog is just going to say, I've got it, but I'll be fine. And some dogs are.
Right.
But do you really want to take that chance as a dog owner?
Absolutely not. And the more important thing about that is these dogs, while they're acting, quote unquote, normally, they're shedding the bacteria around the neighborhood to other dogs and putting your family at risk.
Explain the part about putting your family at risk.
Well, these carrier dogs, we call them, don't have any clinical signs. So they act perfectly healthy to the average pet owner. But when they're urinating, they are shedding the bacteria just similar to like the rats we discussed. So if that urine is in your home where they have a urinary accident, or outside and your kids are playing in the backyard, if there is ingestion of that contaminated urine somehow, that will expose people to the same infection. And in people, 10% of people actually acquire lepto if their dog has lepto. So this is a huge population we're talking about. It's not just an isolated case or two.
Can we protect our dogs in the first place so we don't even have to have these conversations?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So only 4% of dogs were vaccinated against lepto in 2011. So we
what?
Need to make
say that again.
Only 4%.
You know, so that disturbs me.
Absolutely, it's startling.
Yeah, because first of all, I think maybe some of it comes from this old notion that you have to live in the country and only wildlife, which it does. Wildlife does carry leptospirosis,
right.
But that it's not a big city thing, and most of our population of people and their dogs now live in big cities.
Yeah, I think there's two big points here. One is, as you mentioned, and also that it's these outdoor male hunting dogs that are the big, you know, risk factors for lepto. We know now, though, that the highest prevalence of lepto is actually in dogs less than 15 pounds. So we have to keep that in mind. The second thing is that classically, the lepto vaccine sort of got a bad rap of sorts as being very reactive, and certain breeds of dogs shouldn't get it because they'll get quote unquote sick.
But wasn't that decades ago?
Well, you'd think. but unfortunately, that misinformation is still, I think, circulating in the environment and online. But I want to stress to people that there has been significant strides in biotechnology and the development of vaccines through a process called diafiltration that make these vaccines much more what we call smooth in the industry, less reactive, much safer, and much more effective. So it is really important to talk to your veterinarian about your dog's risk factors and also about how this vaccine not only protects your pet, but also protects your family.
Excellent. Dr. Natalie Marks, great information. Again, it's leptospirosis. Yuck. You want to ask your veterinarian about that nasty word. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Check it out, our Facebook page. Simply go to Facebook.com, type in my name, Steve Dale, and you will find my fan page, which indeed I hope you do like. Like me. That's right. You can also check us out on our own website, which is petworldradio.net. If you weren't able to get on the show today, all is not lost. You can still call 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net. Really, just one flea bite, and your dog or cat can suffer from what's called flea allergy dermatitis. We'll talk with a veterinary dermatologist next week about that. And Pet Partners has a great new program called Walk With Me.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS. Oh,
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
BizTalk Radio.